So Amalei, Rashi says, Rav Chizda l'Rava. So Rav Chizda said to Rav, you should know, Boyi l'yoysuvach, I want to ask you kashes, in order to bring more proofs that the Rabbanim could be yekadovim in a Torah. From the case of Oral, we'll soon see what that means, and Hazor, the case of Hazor, the Ismo, the case of Amila, to tarry the knife on Shabbos, and Sadin, the Tzitzis, the question, if you have a decade of Tzitzis that has sharpness inside it, or else the Kivsei Atzeres, those are the Karbonis that you bring on Shavuos, or else the Shofar v'Luluv, that the Halachas, we know that the Shofar v'Luluv, we don't use on Shabbos, and it's only a Shavuos with the Rabbonim. So you see, the Rabbonim have a power to tell us, don't do mitzvahs. But he says, Hashto the Shonus Lon, now that you're answering me, that Shevi Altaser, when the Rabbonim say, just sit back and don't do something, Loi Mekeru, that's not called you being Oikodovim in a Torah. Is Kulonami Shevi Altaser Ninu. All these kashas I wanted to bring proofs from, there are no more proofs, because all these cases are Shevi Altaser. The Rabbonim say, just sit back and don't do the mitzvah. That the Rabbonim could do. But we want to bring a proof. Where does Rabban have right to tell you, go and do an Avera, that we don't have a proof for? So to our case, that Rabban should say the kid was a mamzer with Rabban, and he's allowed to marry a mamzeres, that we don't have any proof. All these cases are just Rabban telling us, sit back and don't do anything. And that the cases are like this. Oral, the first case is oral. Oral means when you have a bris mila, you cut off your orla, you call Tommy with Rabban. It's the guy, if a ger becomes a Jew on Erev Pesach and he has a bris mila, so he's tamei midr rabbani, he can't bring korban Pesach. So you see, midr rabbani is called tamei, and he can't do the mitzvah. The teretz is, the rabbani have the right, they have the right to tell you, sit back and don't do the mitzvah. Hazor is the same thing. If a person is tamei, and he wants to become Torah on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the hazor on Shabbos. He can't spritz the mayim chayim on him. Even though it's only in the Shavuos Nisa the Rabbanin, still you see the Rabbanin said, don't do the Hazor and let him remain Tomei. Because sitting back is okay. The Ismo, the same thing. If the Moyel forgot to carry the knife to the Bris Mila, even though you only have to carry it through a Nisa the Rabbanin, through a Carmelist, still the Rabbanin said he can't do it. And he can't make the Bris Mila because of that. Even though it's only with the Rabbanin have a right to say, sit back and don't do the mitzvah, that's all right. Who are in Sadim Mitzitis? With the right, so you're allowed to wear this begad. Even though it's shatness, it's made out of wool and linen. But by Tzitzis, we say, that's what the Chalais say. The Rabbanim said, no, you're not allowed to wear it. It's a gzera, ksus yoy matzu ksus laila. Maybe you wear it at night time when you put it from the mitzvah, and you'll be over there very shatness. Therefore, even by yoy, you should do it. So Rabbanim said, like Shev Yatasa, just don't do the mitzvah. Kivsei Atzeres, the Shiloh of the Karbonis on Shavuos, Rashi speaks out that if you did it Shiloh Lishmo, it's possible, and therefore it's only at Nisa the Rabbonin, and still it comes out the Rabbonin say, don't do it. Rashi says the case here, where you made Zrikas Adam, and the Shiloh, you have to make Zrikas on Shabbos, it's only Yostim with the Rabbonin said, don't make this Zrikas, don't bring the Korban. So also you see that the Rabbonin says, don't do something, but not to do it, it's okay. And Shofar Luluv, everybody knows that when Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, we don't use the Shofar and we don't use the Luluv. Even though Midiraisi is supposed to do it, but the Rabbanan says, Shevi Atasai, sit back and don't do it. So that's not a kasha. The Rabbanan Avraita tells us, sit back and don't do something. But our question is, how do we know to Kumbi Asai that the Rabbanan Avraita tells us, get up and do an Isser, that we don't have a proof yet? So Toshima, the Pasuk says, Eilof Tishman, you're supposed to listen to the Rabbonin. That means, even if they tell us, Avor alachas mekol ha-mitzvah sheba Torah, even if the Rabbonin tell us, be over in Issa, kagoyin Eliyahu bar HaKarmel, like Eliyahu HaNavi. Bar HaKarmel, he went and made a bama, he brought a korban at the Shrut Echut, at the Chiyat Koros, he went and did an Avera, so you see the Rabbonin have a right to tell us, go do Averas. So Gemara says, HaKol Lufisho, everything depends upon the time. But I call upon him, Shomaloi. I call if he's sure, Shomaloi. According to the time, you're allowed to listen to the Rabbonin. So who you see the Rabbonin have a right to be Eikadovim in a Torah B'kum V'yasei, like Eliyahu HaNavi was able to bring a korban on a bama, which is an Avera. So Mor says, Shani Hosom, Dichzid Eilof Tishmon. There's a post that they say, listen to them. We have a right to listen to the Rabbonin. Tomorrow says then, Beligma Mines, learn out from here. Learn out from here. All over the Rabbanon have a right to tell us to do Averis, if we have to. Tomorrow says, Migda Milsa Shani. Here it's different. Here, Balio Novi Migda Milsa Geder, he made like a gate. So the Chomer were being, the Israelim were being over Avodah Zorah. So he wanted to teach them not to be over Avodah Zorah. So in order to teach them that the Baal, the Avodah Zorah, was wrong, he was mapped to them to bring the Korban on the Boma. Whereas usually you're not allowed to do this. But Migda Milsa, the teacher, that not to do a bigger Avera, like not to be over Avodah Zorah, for that the Leo and Novi had a right to tell them to bring a Boma. But a normal case with Rabbanan not being Migda Milsa, not teaching us to stop doing other stronger Averis, maybe then there's no right to tell us to be Eka Dovim and Atera, but Kumbi Asai. So again, we have no proof to say that Rabbanan have a right to be Eka Dovim and Atera, but Kumbi Asai. The Atar Shema. Bitlo the Locher is Bitlo Mavuto. Divrei Rebbe. The Locher is by Gittin, if you send your wife a get, is a Tzadik on the days of holding. Toshima a bit lemavutl. That if you mavatl you get, so locheries it's bitl. Bit lemavutl. Tivra Rebbe, that's Rabbi Shita. Those if a man sends a get to his wife, and he sends it with a shliach, and the shliach did not give it over to his wife yet, so the husband now comes up and says, I want to be mavatl. I'm mavatl the get, I'm mavatl the shliach. The kids, if the husband says it before the get gets into her hands, the chus mavutl, the get is not called a good get. That's the loch. The Rashi says here, Baal Shashola get Ishtoi, the Kodam Ubu Etzloi, before the get got to her, he was Mavatal it. The loch is really Midiraisa, he could be Mavatal the get. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Eino Yochel Loi Lavatloi, Loi Loi Saval Tunoi. He says, no, you're not allowed to be Mavatal the get, you can't be Mavatal the get, the get's a good get. And he can't be moisef ed nu tunoyim on it. Why? Because him kain, if so, ma koyach bezdin yofem. What's the power of bezdin? In other words, bezdin made a takana to say that a person should not be mevatel his get. What happened here? A man wrote up a get to give his wife, and the shliach is taking it to his wife. And now the man goes to bezdin and tells bezdin, I want to be mevatel the get. So even though really in the rice he could do it, so Chum say though, don't do it. The Chum tell Bezdin, don't be mekabel this bittel. Why? Because we have to be afraid, maybe the shliach won't know that the husband is like saying the get's no good, and the shliach will give the get to the wife, and she'll get married to somebody else, and it came out, the kids are mamzerim, like really the get is no good. So therefore the Chum says, we should not let the husband be mevatel the get. Now let's say the Chum didn't listen and went ahead and let him be mevatel the get. So mid the Uraisa the bittel is called a good get, is called a good bittel. Mid the Uraisa the get is not good. Mid the Rabbanan though was saying the get is good. And so mid the Rabbanan was saying what? The get is a good get, he can't be mabatlet. Why? Because him came makoyach bezdin yofim. If bezdin made it a corner not to do this. So if you're going to say that if a baal is mabatlet the get, the bittel is good, you're like going against the Rabbanan. Therefore, we have to listen to the Rabbanan that they said the husband does not have a right to be mevatel the get, and we have to look as if the get's a good get. So the question is, for Hocher over here, to midiraisa bittel get. Midiraisa, when the husband was mevatel the shliach, because I don't want the shliach anymore, it's called a good bittel. And the get is not good midiraisa. O mishoma koich bezden yofam, kosherin and eshes ishli alma. And because some of the Svara, that when Bezdin says something, we have to listen to them, we're saying now the get is a good get, and she's allowed to get married. So the Chur, you see what? The Rabbanan have a right to tell us, even to do something wrong. Like here, the Rabbanan are telling this Isha, you should know you have a get. Even though the rise to the get is no good, the Rabbanan have a right to tell the Isha, your get is good, and therefore she's going to go and get married to somebody else. As she's doing an Avera, kum v'yasei. So Gemara says Kedushin is different. Atay Yisvara Manda Mekadish Adayta Rabbanu Mekadish. Whenever you make Kedushin Metchila, you only make Kedushin like on a Tanai that the Rabbanu are going to be nich with my Kedushin. The Avkino Rabbon le Kedushin. And here the Rabbonim, I took away the first Kedushin. So not because of the get. The get taker is no good midiraisa. But the Rabbonim by Kedushin have a right to take away the first Kedushin whenever they want. Like when we're Mekadosh and Isha, we always say, Hareyat no Kedushis li, but Tabazu, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Kedash Moshe v'Yisrael means the way the Rabbonim want it to be. That means that the Tanai, if at any time the Rabbonim see fit to say the Kedushin is not Chal, they're like Eika, the Kedushin of Mafreya. So therefore here, the Rabbonim, since they don't want this get, they don't want the Bittel to be a Bittel, they want the get to be a good get, see, even though Midiraisa the get is no good, the Rabbonim have a power to make the Kedushin no good l'mafreya. So therefore it's not called the being Eikra Dovim in HaTorah, but really, really, the Kedushin is not Chal. So Amalei Ravin L'Rabashi, Hoteinach the Kiddush B'Kaspa. That's good if the husband first married her with money. So with money, either the Svari is the Rabbanan have right to say Hefka Bes and Hefka, the Rabbanan make it as if the money never belonged to him, so the Kedusha was never Chal. Or else, even if the Rabbanan want to make the Kedusha no good, it's as far as they could do. By money, they could do what they want. But Kiddush B'Biyah Michael Meimer, in the case where the husband married his wife with Bia, so what can you say then? L'chura, the Kedushin was Chal with the Bia. So what do you want the Rabbanan to say? The Kedushin is not Chal, and to make that Bia to Bia's Nus, so there's a lot of ways to learn. Some of us should learn, Thamut Sesfar, the Rabbanan wouldn't do that. The Rabbanan don't want to make a Bia to Bia's Nus. And the Gemara says, no, Enoch Nami, they did it. The Torah says, Shavu Rabbanan le'gulos Bia's Nus. Yes, the Rabbanan have such a power, and the Rabbanan would do it. That Rabbanan made his Bia now into a Bia's Nus. So therefore, Enoch Nami, even though the Kedushin was through Bia, but it was also a manas that Rabbanan Manich was my Kedushin, and in this case, the Rabbanan said nothing doing, we're not Nicha with your Kedushin, therefore the Kedushin is Botol Lamafreya, so it came out now, the Bia, you may take it was a Bia's Nus, Enoch Nami. But our Koponim is not called you being Noika Dovim in Atera, the Rabbanan by Kedushin have right to say, the Kedushin is not Chal. So again, from here, there's no proof that Rabbanan could be Yoyka Dovim in Atera.
All right, to turn over.
The Gemara says, Tosh Shema, come and bring another proof. That Omer Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov, Shemati, I heard, Shebezdin makin the ancient Shlomo Torah. Bezdin have the power to give somebody malchus, hit somebody, and give somebody an oinish, a punishment, Shalokadin, even though they don't deserve it. For loy lavra divrei Torah, not because they really did an Aveira, but because the Rabbanim want to make a Siag, want to make a gate that you should not do Aveiras. What's the case? It was a story of one person. He rode a horse on Shabbos. It's on Yosem of the Rabbanim. In the times of Yevonim. And Bezdin killed him, even though he doesn't deserve Skila. So Gemara says, "Loi mifnei shiro lekach, not because he deserved to have the misa, ela shashor tzrich lekach. But the Rabbanim saw fit at that time, by his people were not listening, were doing aveiros. So Rabbanim wanted to show them it's a terrible zach to be mechal Shabbos. So even for a small thing like this, the Rabbanim had him killed. There was one story. V'shuv ma'is, another case happened. B'yod mechot shetiach b'yishtetach asateina." That a person had lived with his wife, had bia with his wife, under the palm tree, openly in the open, under the palm tree, that had bia together. They brought this person and his wife to Bezdin, and they gave them malchus. Not because they really deserved it. People being porced on, they were doing meister preaches, so Rabbanim wanted to stop it. So Rabbanim gave them malchus even for doing such an action like this. So Churat Sarai, the Rabbanim could do something, Kum V'yasei, they could do something. The Teretz says, Migdemil Sashani. Here the reason why they did these things was to teach the people not to do Averis. So again, when the Chachom are doing something, in order to teach us not to do Averis, that they have the power. That was the Mice of Eliyahu, Makara Carmel. He was allowed to tell them to bring a Bama, to bring the carbon on the Bama, in order to teach them to stop doing Avodah Zarah. So where it's a Migda Milsa, there it's Muta. So kitzur, we have no clear raya if the rabbanan could be oikah davar min haTorah, but couldn't be asay. It's like a machlokes rishonim how we hold if they could or they can't. Right. Then the Mishnah says, "V'loy zev zev metamim lo." Neither the first or the second husband can be metama when she dies. Again, the case was with Isha, her husband went away, and an Eidecha told her that he died, and she got married to a second husband. And let's say they're both Kahanim. So now when the first husband comes back, the din is states mizeh mizeh, but before she gets the get, let's say she dies. So like this, the lacher is the Kayin, is allowed to be metama to his wife. Here, neither husband could be metama could bury her, if they were Kayin. For the Marmi Nolan, how do we know this? The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, Ki im l'shera ikorav elof. The Yom Amar, Sher is the Wishtoi. We learned that what does it mean? Sher is the Wishtoi. That means the Kohen is allowed to be Metama for his wife. For his wife, he's allowed to bury her. Even though a Kohen is not allowed to touch a mace, but his own Kroivim Amutter, his wife is Mutter. Uksiv, another Pasuk says, Lo yitama bal b'yam av lecholoi. That no, a husband is not allowed to be metama leichala to his wife. So chur tzestira. So we say like this: Yesh baal shemetama. One husband is allowed to. One kohen is allowed to. For yesh baal shem metama, there's another kohen that's not allowed to. Ha'ketzer out of yavit metama hu leishtoi ksheira. If your wife was mutter to you, she was ksheira. Then the lochur is when she dies, the kohen, the husband, is allowed to be metama. Is allowed to bury her. But if your wife is psula, is possible to you, then you're not allowed to be metama. To anisha psula, you're not allowed to be metama. So that's why our Mishnah says you're not allowed to be metama to her. You can't be metama to ishta psula, you can't be metama. And here your wife is psula, you're not allowed to live with her. The Rabbanan said, Taitza mizeh mizeh. So therefore, the din is the kohen cannot be metama to her. Right, the v'loy zeh v'zeh zakoyim b'metziyosa. Neither husband gets the mitzias that she finds. If she finds something, usually the locher is it goes to the husband. Here, neither husband gets it. Moreh says, Taim amai, omar rabbonim mitzias isha labayla. Why did the rabbonim say, when the isha finds something, goes to a husband, ki hechad lo tevi lo eva, that the husband should not come to hate her. The rabbonim wanted the husband to like his wife. Therefore, it's the kodim of the Rabbanin that if she finds something, she has to give it to the husband. But over here, Teilei Teiva V'yeva Adarabba, let them hate her. Because since the Rabbanin want both of them to get rid of her, so therefore they don't care if the husband comes to hate her. Adarabba, let the husband hate her. Here, the Rabbanin want that both husbands to get rid of her. So therefore, the Mitzias do not go to the husbands, but she keeps it. Umaisi Yodeh, the same thing if she does work. Whatever she works, she keeps. She doesn't have to give to the husband. Why? Taima my amar rabbanu ma'isi de la baila. Why did the rabbanu say ma'isi daim go to the husband? Mishum de kochla mizayni, because she eats food. In other words, since the husband has to support her, give her money to eat, therefore the rabbanu said that what she works goes back to her husband. Abhocha, but over here, kivon de mizayni less law, since she does not have any mizaynis. So husband does not have to feed her. Is my Yudea Lavdi Day, who adin what she works, the money she makes by working, doesn't go to the husband. She has a right to keep it. The loy nefin of the real, the husband, neither husband, if she makes a neder, they can't be made for the neder. Taima, why? Taima, my yom rabbon and bal mefer. Why did the Rebbe Torah say that a husband has a right to be made for his wife's nedarim? Kadesh loit is gano, in order that the wife should not be like disgusting in the husband's eyes. If the isha made a nether, something beneilu beino, something that affects the husband, the Torah says the Baal has the right to make the nether nothing, he can make the nether. That's only because we don't want the Baal to come to hate his wife. His wife should be disgusting in his eyes. Abahochot is gano for the gano. Here the opposite. The Rabbana wants the husbands to get rid of her. So how the Rabbah let her be disgusting in their eyes, so for sure they'll get rid of her. Therefore here, if the swarmit is a swara, the husband cannot be made for the Nadarim. Hoysa Bas Yisrael, Nifsla Min Akuna. Let's say she was a Bas Yisrael, and she got married to the second husband, and now we find out the first husband's alive. So Lamaisha, she's like a Soita, she's like a Zoyna. So she's possible to marry a